It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel to another episode within our transmission Light of Knowledge. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we will be speaking about great personality Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and place our name amongst those who love and praise Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So my dear viewers, this is a brilliant opportunity and time for us to learn about this great personality. So invite your family, friends, send this link, and alhamdulillah, Da'wat Islami's YouTube, Da'wat Islami's channel, to family and friends, inshallah, the wider community, so they can learn regarding Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So my dear viewers, inshallah, I'd like to start with a virtue of reciting Durood-e-Pak. Alhamdulillah, we hear time to time many virtues, but this narration is very unique. It rather highlights a very important element within the life of a believer. Would you like to attain that pleasure of Allah Almighty when you return to Allah Almighty and Allah Almighty is pleased with you? Well, my dear viewers, this narration actually tells us that whoever likes this, that Allah Almighty is pleased with him when he is presented in the court of Allah Almighty, he should recite Salat upon me in abundance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, my dear viewers, let us once again freshen our hearts and minds with the dhikr of our noble master, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, inshallah, we will start with a beautiful kalam, and then we'll move on to our topic, introducing this great personality. And alhamdulillah, we've had prior episodes relating to the significance and the value, the virtues of the Sahaba-i-Kiram. But today we will be highlighting specifically Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So I'd like to humbly request our Madani channel team to present a beautiful kalam for us, and we can listen to the kalam. Thereafter, on our return, we will continue with our program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Kuch aisa kar de mere gird gaar aankhon mein, hamesha naash rahe rooh ye yaar aankhon mein. Basar ke saath basirat bhi khoob roshan ho, lagaun khaak kadam baar baar aankhon mein. Unhein na dekha to kis kaam ki hai ye aankhein, kis kaam ki hai ye aankhein, ke dekhne ki hai sari bahar aankhon mein, ke dekhne ki hai sari bahar aankhon mein. Kuch aisa kar de mere gird gaar aankhon mein, hamesha naash rahe rooh ye yaar aankhon mein. Surur o noor ho dil mein bahar aankhon mein, jo khwab mein kabhi aaye nigar aankhon mein, wo noor de mere par پروردگار آنکھوں میں وہ نور دے میرے پروردگار آنکھوں میں کہ جلوہ گر رہے رخ کی بہار آنکھوں میں کہ جلوہ گر رہے رخ کی بہار آنکھوں میں کچھ ایسا کر دے میرے گردگار آنکھوں میں ہمیشہ نہ یار آنکھوں میں نظر میں کیسے سمائیں گے پھول جنت کے کہ بس چکے ہیں مدینے کے خار آنکھوں میں عجب نہیں کہ لکھا لوح کا نظر آئے عجب نہیں کہ لکھا لوح کا نظر آئے جو نقش پا کا لگاؤں غبار آنکھوں میں جو نقش پا لگاؤں غبار آنکھوں میں کچھ ایسا کر دے میرے گردگار آنکھوں میں ہمیشہ نقش رہے روح یار آنکھوں میں وہ سبز سبز نظر آ رہا ہے گنبد سبز قرار آ گیا یوں بے قرار آنکھوں میں یہ دل تڑپ کے کہیں آنکھوں میں نہ پھر رہا ہے کسی کا مزار آنکھوں میں کہ پھر رہا ہے کسی کا مزار آنکھوں میں کچھ ایسا کر دے میرے گردگار آنکھوں میں نقش رہے روح یار آنکھوں میں فرشتوں پوچھتے ہو مجھ سے کس کی امت ہو لو دیکھ لو یہ ہے تصویر یار آنکھوں میں پیا ہے جام محبت جو آپ نے نوری پیا ہے جام محبت جو آپ نے نوری ہمیشہ اس کا رہے گا خمار آنکھوں میں ہمیشہ اس کا رہے گا خمار آنکھوں میں کچھ ایسا کر دے میرے گردگار آنکھوں میں ہمیشہ نقش رہے روح یار آنکھوں میں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ, another beautiful kalam. May Allah Almighty illuminate our hearts with the dhikr of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Grant us sukoon, contentment, happiness and peace whilst listening to the praise of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers, life is full of tests, full of difficulties. Many a times we find ourselves overwhelmed with the world. One of the best ways to calm our heart and mind is by remembering our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Through his remembrance, we will find a piece of tranquility and sakina that we cannot find in anything else. It is the dhikr of Allah, the dhikr of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that grants us true contentment and ease within our hearts. So if you do feel overwhelmed now or whenever, remember the beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Imam al-Sunnah tells us, jo na bhula hum gharibon ko raza, yaad uski apni aadat kijiye. And we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us firm on our beliefs, upon our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my dear viewers, inshallah, today's topic is Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a illustrious companion of the Prophet, a scribe of divine revelation, the first king of the Islamic state. Yes, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whose technonym was Abu Abdirrahman. And among his titles, two have been mentioned, Nasir li dinillah wa Nasir li haqqillah, the helper of Allah's religion and the helper of Allah Almighty's truth. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, a very beautiful point regarding the name Muawiyah is written by the commentator of Sahih Bukhari, one of the most famous commentators who wrote Sahih Bukhari. His honorable name, Imam Badruddin Mahmud bin Ahmad Al-Aini Al-Hanafi, famously known as Imam Badruddin Al-Aini, Rahimahullah, who is buried in Egypt. He has beautifully stated in his commentary, more than 20 companions had the name Muawiyah. Subhanallah. And also many noble tabi'un, those who are the students of the Sahaba Kiram. A tabi'i is the one who met a companion of the Prophet, a Sahabi, in the state of Iman and passed away with Iman. So many tabi'un's names were also Muawiyah as well. Rather, when we look deeper into this matter, in Ansabul Ashraf, it mentions that Sayyiduna Aliyul Murtada, Sheri Khuda, the Lion of Allah, Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, his blessed family also carried his name, this name Muawiyah. For example, one of the sons of Sayyiduna Ja'far At-Tayyar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, himself Sayyiduna Ja'far is a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of his sons' name was Sayyiduna Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, and his son, so the grandson of Sayyiduna Ja'far Tayyar's name was Muawiyah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So this is a very beautiful point that we come to learn as well. Furthermore, if we go on to his blessed biography, let us discuss first of all his noble parents. The blessed and noble father of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is Sayyiduna Abu Sufyan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, also a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And his blessed mother is also a companion, Sayyida Hind radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Yes, both of them embraced Islam in the august court of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of the conquest of Makkah, Fath Makkah, approximately 8 AH as mentioned before me. So what do we learn, Hadiviya, subhanallah? The father, the mother, and if we go deeper into the blessed family, even the sister of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu is also honored with Iman. Rather, not only that, she is also blessed to be from amongst the Ummahatul Mu'mineen. The sister of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu was blessed to marry the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and her blessed name is Sayyida Habiba radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So she is also one of a high stature, that she is from amongst those very few blessed women who attain the honor of entering into the nikah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. If we go further into his blessed biography, these are points for us to remember, inshallah. He was from the Qurayshi clan. And which clan was this? Known as the Banu Umayyah. He subhanallah, was appointed governor of Asham, modern day Syria, after the death of his brother, whose name was Yazid bin Abi Sufyan. So this Yazid is the brother of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. During the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar, Al-Faruq al-A'zam, the second caliph of the believers. So during Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's khilafat, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah was appointed governor of Sham. His blessed rule spanned 40 years. And I will mention this before you. 4 years, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu remained a governor under the caliphate of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiallahu anhu. So that was for 4 years. 12 years during the caliphate of Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu. 4 years during the caliphate of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this totals 20 years already. And then 20 years as sole ruler, i.e. Sultan, after reconciling with Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the year 41 AH, which brought peace to the Ummah. And we all know Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu passed away in the month of Rajab al-Murajab. The year was 60 AH and he passed away in Damascus, Syria, Dimashq, at the age of 78. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this was a brief biography of this noble personality. And if I would like to now present my most famous and not famous, I should say, most beloved personality I love to always mention. And he should be our beloved scholar that we always reference in all of our speeches, in our talks. If we are posting on social media, then let us wholeheartedly, I would say with our chest up, mention the name of this personality. I am speaking about none other than Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mujaddid Deen Millat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. Imam Ahl Sunnat, in his marginal notes on Al-Ilal Al-Mutanahiya of Imam Ibn al-Jawzi, alayhi rahmah, he cites a hadith. This hadith is also a sahih hadith from Sahih al-Bukhari that establishes the maqam, the status, and the paradise-worthy status of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So what is that narration? He writes, by the grace and generosity of Allah Almighty, I say this, Allah Almighty enabled me to find a sound hadith which affirms that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is among the people for whom paradise has been made obligatory. The noble companion, Sayyida Haram, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now my dear viewers, I do want to continue this narration, but within me, I want to speak about this great personality as well. Sayyida Haram radiallahu ta'ala anha. So she is a blessed sahabiya of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She served Islam greatly and she sacrificed her life for Islam. She was the maternal milk aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sister of Sayyidatuna Sulaim radiallahu anha, and the maternal aunt of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. She belonged to the blessed tribe of the Banu Najjar. And it mentions many beautiful points about her blessed life. Thereafter, the point I want to focus on is that Sayyida Haram radiallahu ta'ala anha is from amongst those blessed personalities who also received the glad tidings of paradise from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam gave her glad tidings. But what is the background to this statement, this glad tidings? Sayyida Haram radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is buried in Larnaca, Cyprus, currently. And the great scholars of Islam, the likes of Allama Badruddin Ayni alayhi rahmah, he has mentioned in Umdatul Qari, the people of Cyprus have great reverence for this great personality. And they make dua for rain through her wasila. And they say that she is a woman. She is a woman of righteous character. And this is the shrine that we are looking after. The shrine of a righteous woman. Subhanallah. So, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyida Haram radiallahu ta'ala anha is the narrator of this particular incident, this hadith. She says, I heard the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, the very first army of my ummah that wages battle by sea has made paradise obligatory for themselves. This is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih al-Bukhari, sound hadith as well, reported by Sayyida Haram. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'm going to repeat this for everyone. The very first army of my ummah that wages battle by sea has made paradise obligatory for themselves. Sayyida Ummi Haram radiallahu anha, wa nawwara Allahu markadaha, Allah shower His infinite mercy upon her blessed resting place. She asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will I be among them? Will I be amongst those people? I.e. that army who will be blessed with this glad tidings. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be among them. Subhanallah. Furthermore, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah writes, this naval expedition took place during the caliphate of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Under the leadership of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is also a part of the glad tidings that paradise is obligatory for them. In fact, if I was to say this, it would not be wrong. He was the commander of that army. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the army, though that first army that will go and perform this battle at sea, they will be blessed with paradise. Paradise is obligatory upon them. The leader of that army is Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this is where, alhamdulillah, the Ushaqani Rasul, they express love and happiness for their love and connection for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this is the first point I would like to present to the viewers of Madani channel, that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, he is first of all amongst the Sahaba Kiram. Like we've mentioned in previous episodes, وَكُلَّا وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, the Holy Quran mentions every single one of those companions, those before the conquest of Mecca, those who accepted Islam after the conquest of Mecca. Paradise has been promised to every single one of them. Al-Husna. Now my dear viewers of Madani channel, this was a specific narration that highlights to us the status of Sayyida Ummi Haram radiallahu anha and Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and all of those who participated in that blessed battle. Now, let us go further. Let us also take blessings from Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, even more from his blessed fatawa Razviya Sharif. So it is beautifully stated. Imam Ahl Sunnat writes, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first monarch, i.e. king of Islam. You could say the first monarch of Islam and the first king of the Muhammadan Empire. These are the words of Ala Hazrat Imam al-Sunnah, translated into English. He explains that this is actually alluded to, it is understood and indicated towards, in the Torah, where it is mentioned, مَوْلِدُهُ بِمَكَّةَ وَمُهَاجَرُهُ بِطَيْبَةَ وَمُلْكُهُ بِالشَّامِ. His birth will be in Mecca, his migration to Taiba, i.e. Medina Sharif, and his kingdom in Ash-Sham. Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahma adds, the kingship of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is indeed a kingdom, but whose kingdom? When he says, وَمُلْكُهُ بِالشَّامِ, whose kingdom are we referring to? Imam Ahl Sunnat says, no doubt it is the kingdom of Muhammad, Sayyidina Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So this is where we learn, my dear viewers, also the maqam of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, that the kingdom of the Muhammadan Empire was given to the first king of Islam, is Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That was already indicated towards in the Torah. Let us continue further, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. Across the centuries of Islam, we can say from the 3rd century of Islam up until today, illustrious learned scholars of the deen of the Arab and non-Arab lands have written, my dear viewers, have written works on the excellence of this illustrious companion. They have written in numerous works, both Arab and non-Arabs, Islamic scholars. And one example is here before us, the Imam, the leader of millions of Hanbalis, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He supplicated rather in the court of Allah, may Allah Almighty grant us death upon the love of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is the rank of who, my dear viewers? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu anhu. Who is making this dua? One of the 4 most famous mujtahid imams. His followers are known as the Hanabila, in simple words, Hanbalis, and he lived his life in love of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he rather supplicated that when we leave this world, may this love for Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah also be within our heart as well. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al mar'u ma'a man ahab." an individual will be with the one whom he loves. Thus, we need to reflect. Do we have love for every companion and member of the prophetic household? This is essential for every one of us. If we want to be raised next to them, if we want to be with them, inshallah, on the day of judgment. And without a shadow of a doubt, the one who is with these noble personalities, because of our link with them, we will be safe as well, inshallah. May Allah Almighty grant us their love and a martyr's death in Madinatul Munawwara with Iman and Afiyat. Ameen bijahi khatib al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is why, my dear viewers, we as Muslims do not allow any type of derogatory words or terms or sentences towards the blessed and noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the scholars of Islam have spent the years and decades writing upon the virtues of this great personality. So let us go further towards another beautiful point regarding the life of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. I'll mention to you one story which is mentioned in Fada'il al-Sahaba, which is a kitab written by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he mentions, a person once asked Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu about a particular matter. He replied, go and ask. So who is saying this? A person came to Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah with a question. Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah said to that person, go and ask Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he said, he knows more than I do. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying these words is already a huge statement for a lot of people out there. And what his understanding was about Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu and his maqam. Remember that the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah believe that the maqam of Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is far greater and superior to Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So what did the man say? The man said, look, very strange words. He said, I prefer your answer over Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. Now let us understand what actually happened to that person. Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu responded to him, you have said something very evil. Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah said, you have said something very evil. Do you dislike that individual regarding whose knowledge the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has honored? Allahu Akbar. Ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyun babuha. Allahu Akbar. Allah brings his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its door. Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is referring to the status of the knowledge of Sayyiduna Ali and saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has granted him so much honor. How dare you come to me with this question when I've already told you to go to Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu. Then he said, indeed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyiduna Ali, your relationship to me is like that of Harun alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam, except that there is no prophet after me. Subhanallah. From this very narration, my dear viewers, many beautiful points we learn. First of all, the love that Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had for Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu, and how he taught that to the people, especially those people who were, you can say, shaky with this matter. Yes, very shaky. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in various narrations the maqam and status of Sayyiduna Ali and his knowledge as well. And this was understood by Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this is where we learn the respect of both the companions and the Ahlul Bayt. And a true Muslim, a true believer is one who has love for them, who honors them, and who only allows goodness to enter their ears and only listens to those videos that will further inspire love and inculcate love within our hearts, not anything else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to follow, my dear viewers, the footsteps of these great personalities. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm mentioning one narration after another, the virtues of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Now let us go to a very famous incident. And then inshallah, I would like to take a package after this very beautiful point. So it has been reported by a huge saint of Allah Almighty, a great saint whose name you will also know, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayhi. He is a great tabi'i saint. Remember the definition, my viewers, of a tabi'i? The one who met the sahabi in the state of iman and passed away with that iman. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mubarak is one of those great personalities. A man came to him rahmatullahi alayhi and asked, look at the question, very strange. He said, is Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu superior or the righteous caliph Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So in essence, what did he do? He compared the companion with the tabi'i. If someone was to look at it outwardly, and this is what we deduce. What did Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mubarak, the tabi'i saint, the wali of Allah, the arif billah, he said in reply to that man, the dust that entered the nostril of the horse of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah while he rode in battle alongside the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is superior to Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi. Allahu Akbar. Understand, my dear viewers, the magnitude, the rank of the Sahaba kiram. We're talking about the dust that has come from the hooves and has entered the nostrils of the horse that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah is riding upon in the battle that he has taken part in with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That dust has no answer to it. It's la jawab. What can you even imagine the status of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu? And with that status, with that mentioning, the person remained silent. He understood. He realized the rank of the Sahabi with the Tabi, there is no comparison. The Sahaba ikram, their maqam, my dear views, is way above anything that we can even compare. And in this regard, there's actually another narration by Sayyidina Mu'afa bin Imran, rahmatullahi alayhi, a saint of Allah, and he also was asked the same question. Who's greater, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, or Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi alayhi? This great personality, Sayyidina Mu'afa bin Imran, rahmatullahi alayhi, he actually became angry at that person for asking such a silly question, like how can you even begin to compare? He said, do you compare a companion of the Prophet with the Tabi'i? Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is a companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His relative through marriage, he's also the relative of the Prophet through nikah, through marriage. Because as I mentioned before, Rasulullah also had his nikah was with the sister of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, Sayyidina Ummi Habiba radiallahu anha. He's also a scribe of divine revelation. He is Katibul Wahi. And he is also the entrusted guardian of divine revelation. How can you begin to compare? So alhamdulillah, my dear viewers, we learn very simply and in a summary, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu holds a lofty rank such that no tabi'i, no wali can attain the station of any companion. وَمَا عَلِيَّ إِلَّا بَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. This is as clear as a message as we can portray. Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani defines the definition of sahabi and tabi'i for us. Let us listen to it again, inshallah. He mentions Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani, Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Hadith, who is also buried in the beautiful lands of Egypt as well. May Allah grant us the honor to visit his blessed shrine and take barakat from him. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani, alayhi rahmah, states, whoever met the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a state of iman and died upon faith is termed a companion. You met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning not us, you, the personality. He met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or she, in the state of iman and passed away with that iman, i.e. that is sahabi defined. A tabi'i is the one who met a companion in the state of iman and he also died upon faith as well. This is the simple definition of a tabi'i, meeting the sahaba in the state of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to remain firm in our love for these exalted personalities. May Allah Almighty keep us in this beautiful environment of Da'at Islami that further motivates us, encourages us to love the honorable companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This is a matter, my dear viewers, which is not something which we should be confused about. Alhamdulillah, this is clear as the bright sun is on a hot summer's day. So this is not something we should ever be worried about. Alhamdulillah, we should firmly have this belief and also teach our children this belief as well. My dear viewers, inshallah, now I'd like to take a package from our Madni Channel team. Inshallah, on our return, we will continue about more virtues of the great companion Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The final prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, khayru ad-dawa'i al-Qur'an. Holy Qur'an is the best medicine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Holy Qur'an as a healing and mercy for us. Therefore, the Holy Qur'an is a cure for our body, heart and soul. Now, whether the disease is external or internal, emotional or spiritual, the Qur'an is the best medicine for its elimination. If we examine the time when the Holy Qur'an was revealed, it will come to light that at that time, due to ignorance and misguidance, disbelief in polytheism and many other social evils took the form of an epidemic. On this occasion, the verses of Holy Qur'an came down as mercy and healing. From the time of the prophethood, the Qur'an was introduced as the best medicine for suffering. The treatment through the Quran also started at that time. Let's hear about some of the treatments through Holy Quran. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated that Surah Fatiha is cure for every disease. One name of the surah is Shafia, and one name is Surah Ash-Shifa, because it is a cure for every disease. A caravan of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, went to an Arab tribe. During the time, the chief of the tribe was stung by a scorpion. A companion applied his saliva to the painful area after reciting Surah Fatiha, and the pain disappeared immediately. A person complained of a pain in the throat in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam advised to recite the Holy Quran. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked, "Shall I not tell you something which you read at the time of worldly problem or trouble, and that trouble will go away?" Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan said, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah, please tell." So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that is the dua of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, "La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen." It is stated in another hadith that this blessed verse, "La ilaha illa anta, subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen," is ismi azam, meaning whatever dua is asked with it, it is accepted. A sick man was relieved by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhum by blowing breath on him. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked, "What did you read in his ears?" He radiyallahu ta'ala anhum replied, "I recited the verse 115 of Surah Mu'minun till the end of the surah." Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "If a person with faith recites it and blows his breath on the mountain, it will also crumble to pieces." There are many blessings of reading Holy Quran. Read Quran daily and feel the blessings yourselves. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, may Allah Almighty enable us to recite the Quran with sincerity. My dear viewers, the month of Ramadan is quickly approaching. Let us develop the habit now, inshaAllah, azza wa jalla, to recite at least a few surahs of the Quran. Try your best to recite Surah Al-Mulk at night, Surah Yasin, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Dukhan, as much as possible. Try your best to get in the habit of reciting Quran Pak. Because, my dear viewers, before we realize, Ramadan will be here. And then we need to utilize as much time as possible connecting ourselves back to the Quran Sharif. Because throughout the year, we find ourselves falling and slipping away from our recitation. So try your best now, start now, inshallah. This beautiful reminder from our Muballigh Dawat Islami is, inshallah, something that will inspire us. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to recite the Quran, inshallah, learn. If you do not know, inshallah, take classes. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is like an open book. We have classes available online. We have it in person. You know, male separate, female separate, children separate. You know, whatever you would like, inshallah, come into contact with the brothers of Dawat Islami and the sisters with the sisters of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, you'll be able to find those courses and those classes where you can attend. Because before we know it, my dear viewers, our life in this world will end. And we'll be questioned about this, that did we take time out to learn the Quran? Because learning how to recite the Quran is an individual obligation upon every single Muslim. We have to be able to recite the Quran because it's a part of our worship, it is a part of our salah. May Allah Almighty bless you. May Allah grant us the ability to recite the Holy Quran with love and devotion. My dear viewers, now inshallah Azza wa Jalla, I'd like to mention one renowned hadith, which alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we have the honor of reading in the books of a hadith. But maybe you've not heard this in detail with this commentary. So I'd like to present that to you today. It is mentioned in Jami' Tirmidhi, reported by Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَّهُ قَالَ لِمُعَاوِيَةَ radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Meaning, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyiduna Amir Mu'awiyah radiyallahu anhu. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْهُ هَادِيًا مَهْدِيًّا وَهْدِي بِهِ. Subhanallah. This is the entire narration before me. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, and he supplicated in the court of Allah Almighty, "O Allah, make Muawiyah a rightly guided," meaning make him a hadi, one who guides, make him a guider, make him Mahdi, the one who receives guidance, the one who is guided himself. Thereafter, wahdi bihi, guide him and guide others through him. Guide others through him. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So now, what is this narration in detail? The scholars of Islam mention, so Whenever the word Muawiyah has been mentioned in hadith, the scholars have mentioned that if it's mentioned generally, then it refers to Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Not any other companion whose name was Muawiyah, like Muawiyah bin al-Hakam or Sayyiduna Muawiyah bin al-Jahima. Rather, then he mentions this supplication is something very beautiful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave three types of profound du'as. He said, may he become a hadi, a guide, i.e. a guide for others. Mahdi. Mahdi means the one who himself remains upon guidance. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wahdi bihi. Then may he allow him to remain upon complete and perfect guidance. Now this is something very beautiful. The honorable commentator of the hadith mentions, while all the companions were granted general guidance, this hadith, what does it refer to? It refers to specific forms of guidance. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in simple terms, is performing a specific dua of guidance for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. Guidance such as guidance in hukumat, in leadership and governance. Guidance in mulk, i.e. political authority. Guidance in fiqh, juristic insight. And wisdom in administrative matters. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. As cited in Mirqatul Mafatih. Thereafter, there is other narrations, my dear viewers, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prayed for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. Oh Allah, grant Muawiyah knowledge of the book and accounting, accurate accounting. This is reported by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiallahu ta'ala anhu through the narration of Sayyidina Irbad bin Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Almighty protect him from punishment and give him control over cities. Another version adds, in Ashi'atul Lamad, O Muawiyah, when you become a ruler, do not be harsh, be gentle. Another beautiful guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So, in summary, Allahumma ja'alhu hadiyan mahdiya wahdi bihi. O Allah, make him a guide, rightly guided, and guide others through him. Subhanallah. O Allah, teach Muawiyah the book and arithmetic, and protect him from punishment. This is where we learn, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he is receiving the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And beautiful scholars of Islam have also mentioned that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is supplicating for an individual, that dua will be accepted. This dua no doubt is accepted for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now my dear viewers, let us delve into the matter of the honorable scholars of Islam. What have they mentioned in their different books, in their different lectures regarding Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu? So Allama Abdul Aziz Pirharvi rahmatullahi alayhi writes in a very famous kitab, An-Nibras, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is an honorable companion. So this is the statement of our pious predecessors. This is what I want to bring for the views of Madani Channel today, so that you can really learn about Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah and understand it is not just Dawat Islami or this environment. Alhamdulillah, every Sunni Muslim holds these beliefs. So what did this great personality say? He said, even if one were to consider him among the younger companions, and this is mentioned in speech marks in English, his virtue is unquestionably proven by all the blessed ahadith that describe the collective excellences of the noble companions. While in reality, he is among the great and distinguished companions, concerning whom specific narrations also exist. In summary, rahmatullahi alayhi, Sayyiduna Allama Abdul Aziz Pirharvi alayhi rahmah, he says, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah is a companion. We have numerous narrations, Quran and hadith, that mention their virtue. So even though if someone was to say he doesn't have any virtue specifically, then him being a part of the Sahaba, he already has numerous virtues through Quran and hadith. But then he goes on to clarify that the matter is not like this for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. He also has specific narrations about his virtue, like the one I mentioned, where Rasulullah praised him and supplicated in the court of Allah for his guidance, for him to remain upon guidance, for him to guide others. So these are specific narrations, many views. Another impeccable saint of Allah, distinguished saint of another Sufi spiritual Sunni order of the Siyalvi spiritual order, Khwaja Shamsuddin Siyalvi alayhi rahmah. He states in his kitab Mir'atul Ashiqeen, which is an Urdu translation, inshallah, that I'm going to mention in English. He says, until one's belief regarding all the noble companions radiyallahu anhum is correct, until one's belief regarding all the companions alayhim ridwan is correct, one's iman cannot be complete. Subhanallah, look at this great imam Look at this great leader and spiritual master, a true Shaykh of the Deen, giving us the correct guidance of Islam, that the love of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, honor for the noble companions and all, every single one of the companions, is a must for our iman to be complete. If our love, or if we do not respect certain companions, then my dear viewers, our iman is not complete, it is tainted, and we are unfortunately on the wrong path. But alhamdulillah, the viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, those who are a part of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, have love for all the honorable companions. This is why we say, Har sahabiya nabi jannati jannati. Har sahabiyat bi jannati jannati. So this is alhamdulillah, my dear viewers, which we learn from the honorable ulama of the deen. Furthermore, Ghazali Zaman, Allama Sayyid Ahmad Saeed Kazimi Shah Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, states, I cannot even imagine. Now look at this word of this great saint of Allah Almighty from our recent past. I cannot imagine uttering a single word against Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, let alone consider it to be permissible for others to speak so. He is a companion of the Messenger of Allah. Full stop. That's all he mentions. My dear viewers, this is the mindset, alhamdulillah, that we are trying to portray here in today's program. The renowned saint, Khaja Ghulam Farid rahmatullahi alayh, also mentions in a very beautiful kitab, Isharatim Faridi, also known as Maqabisul Majalis. He states, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is a pious companion among the senior noble companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To harbor malice, envy, or ill thought against him is sheer wretchedness. Allahu Akbar. This is shows shaqawat, my dear viewers. A person being shaqi, damned, having an evil fortune, that his state is such, he's a wretched person who tries to harbor ill feelings towards Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the reason, my dear viewers, why I mentioned this is very important, because we have to balance the discussion. We have to balance the praise and the virtues. Because this, alhamdulillah, the Ushaqan Rasul would love to hear. And this is what we love to mention as well. But we have to understand the severity of going and looking towards the other path, which unfortunately we find in today's time. Well, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, within this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, our hearts are protected, our iman is protected. May Allah Almighty keep us firm in this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. So, my dear viewers of Madani channel, this was a brief introduction, rather points regarding Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let us listen to more beautiful points regarding him. Imam Ibn Hajar Al-Haythami Al-Shafi'i alayhi rahmah writes in his kitab that, like I mentioned before, the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is undoubtedly accepted for his ummah entirely, like generally the ummah. But he says even specifically for his noble companions, i.e. the people who were first a part of the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam are the companions, alayhum ridwan. So no doubt the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for them will be accepted. Now, inshallah, before I take a beautiful manqabat, so stay tuned, my dear viewers, we will very soon listen to a manqabat of the Honorable Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But let me mention before you here today, two narrations from Tariq ibn Asakir regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressing his affection to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Muawiyah, I am from you and you are from me. Allahu Akbar. This statement is said, my dear viewers, in a state of love and affection. I am from you and you are from me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said this about many people, about his noble grandsons as well, but also regarding Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, as reported by Tariq in the Tariq Ibn Asakir, volume 59. Allahu Akbar. Also, another narration, Tariq Ibn Asakir, in the same volume, Allah Almighty and His Messenger love Muawiyah. SubhanAllah. Now how simple is this? How beautiful is this? How clear is this, my dear viewers, Madani channel? So this is where we learn. We, alhamdulillah, learn that Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is one whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed dua for. Oh Allah, protect him from punishment. Forgive him in this world and the hereafter. The hadith mentioned in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat. Oh Allah, grant him knowledge and forbearance, as cited in Khasaisul Kubra. SubhanAllah. So this is where we learn, my dear viewers, the status of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Now, if we have, inshallah, the manqabat ready, I would like to take the beautiful manqabat in praise of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhum. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ، اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ،
حضرت معاویہ
خائف کبریا،
حضرت معاویہ
عاشق مصطفیٰ،
حضرت معاویہ
زاہد و پارسا،
حضرت معاویہ
بخدا بصفا،
حضرت معاویہ
حضرت معاویہ
خدا نے لطف و کرم سے اونچا کیا ہے رتبہ معاویہ کا، پڑھا ہے امت کے پیشواؤں نے خوب خطبہ معاویہ کا،
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ،
علی کے لقے جگر نے ہاتھوں میں ہاتھ ان کے دیا ہے دیکھو، علی کے لقے جگر نے ہاتھوں میں ہاتھ ان کے دیا ہے دیکھو، ہوئے ہیں فرما روا یہ سب پر جمع ہے سکہ معاویہ کا، ہوئے ہیں فرما روا یہ سب پر جمع ہے سکہ معاویہ کا،
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ، آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ، اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ،
تبرک آتے نبی کو اپنے کفن میں لے کر لحد میں اترے، تبرک آتے نبی کو اپنے کفن میں لے کر لحد میں اترے، ہے برکتوں کو سمیٹنے کا عجب طریقہ معاویہ کا، ہے برکتوں کو سمیٹنے کا عجب طریقہ معاویہ کا،
خدا نے لطف و کرم سے اونچا کیا ہے رتبہ معاویہ کا، پڑھا ہے امت کے پیشواؤں نے خوب خطبہ معاویہ کا،
نگاہ کر کے دعائیں دے کر عنایتیں کر کے خاص اپنی، نگاہ کر کے دعائیں دے کر عنایتیں کر کے خاص اپنی، علوم و عرفاں سے بھر دیا ہے نبی نے سینہ معاویہ کا، علوم و عرفاں سے بھر دیا ہے نبی نے سینہ معاویہ کا،
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ، آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ، اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ،
مخلص و باوفا
حضرت معاویہ،
بعمل بریاں
حضرت معاویہ،
جنتی بے شبہ
حضرت معاویہ،
ہمدم باوفا
حضرت
معاویہ،
خدا نے لطف و کرم سے اونچا کیا ہے رتبہ معاویہ کا، پڑھا ہے امت کے پیشواؤں نے خوب خطبہ معاویہ کا،
لبوں پہ سرکار کے آیا، اسی لیے ہم کو بھی ہے بھایا، لبوں پہ سرکار کے آیا، اسی لیے ہم کو بھی ہے بھایا، چمکتا روشن دمکتا تارا ہے نام والا معاویہ کا، چمکتا روشن دمکتا تارا ہے نام والا معاویہ کا،
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ، آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ، اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ،
ہوئے صحابہ کی صف میں شامل، غلام آقا کے یہ کامل، ہوئے صحابہ کی صف میں شامل، غلام آقا کے یہ کامل، مقام دیکھو نصیب دیکھو عجب نرالا معاویہ کا، مقام دیکھو نصیب دیکھو عجب نرالا معاویہ کا،
خدا نے لطف و کرم سے اونچا کیا ہے رتبہ معاویہ کا، پڑا ہے امت کے پیشواؤں نے خوب خطبہ معاویہ کا،
عدو جناب معاویہ کا ذلیل و رسوا و خوار ہوگا، عدو جناب معاویہ کا ذلیل و رسوا و خوار ہوگا، مقام عزت وہ پائے گا جو ہوا ہے شہدا معاویہ کا، مقام عزت وہ پائے گا جو ہوا ہے شہدا معاویہ کا،
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ، آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ، اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ،
محب اصحاب و آل ہو کر ہمیشہ رہنا انہی کا چاکر، محب اصحاب و آل ہو کر ہمیشہ رہنا انہی کا چاکر، ملے گا برہان تجھ کو صدقہ علی حسن کا معاویہ کا، ملے گا برہان تجھ کو صدقہ علی حسن کا معاویہ کا،
حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ حضرت معاویہ، آقا کے صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ، اور ابن صحابی ہیں حضرت معاویہ،
ہو کرم ہو عطا
حضرت معاویہ،
خاتمہ ہو بھلا
حضرت معاویہ،
خوب رو خوش ادا
حضرت معاویہ،
خوشنما خوش لقا
حضرت معاویہ
حضرت معاویہ،
خدا نے لطف و کرم سے اونچا کیا ہے رتبہ معاویہ کا، پڑا ہے امت کے پیشواؤں نے خوب خطبہ معاویہ کا،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ, بیوٹیفل منقبت. Give you the Madani channel. Now inshallah azza wa jalla, I'd like to mention before you the opinions of the noble Sahaba-i Kiram and pious predecessors in relation to the virtue and the status of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. It's mentioned in Tariq Tabari, volume 4, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second caliph of the Muslims, has said, you speak, I the people, you speak of the dominance of Caesar and Khosrows, even though you have Muawiyah among you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on returning from Siffin, said, mentioning the Dalailun Nubuwa of Imam Bayhaqi alayhi rahmah, he said, do not think Muawiyah's governance is bad. By Allah, when he will not be here, heads will fall to the ground like the fruit of wild gourd. This is the statement of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has mentioned, with reference to Sahih al-Bukhari Sharif, Muawiyah is a faqih, an Islamic jurist. I have not seen anyone more accomplished in state governance than Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is also mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas in the Musannaf of Abdul Razak. A final narration from Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, do not say anything to Muawiyah. He is the companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is reference to Sahih al-Bukhari Sharif. Sayyidina Umair bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu has said, only remember Muawiyah with goodness. This is reference to Jami' al-Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, I have not seen a greater commander after the Messenger of Allah than Muawiyah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said this. Reference Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu has said, after Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, I have not seen anyone judge in accordance with the truth more than Muawiyah. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, I have not seen, now this is a very beautiful one, very known as well, renowned. I have not seen anyone whose salah, whose prayer resembles that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than Muawiyah. Subhanallah. The namaz that was performed by Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, it resembled the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed namaz. Mentioning Majma'u al-Zawaid. Subhanallah. And a final companion's beautiful statement, Sayyidina Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, no individual in this nation will ever match the way Muawiyah has governed. So these were the statements and opinions of the noble companions alayhim ridwan in various books of the Ahl Sunnah, alhamdulillah. Now the opinion of the pious predecessors. I did mention a few before. Inshallah, let us mention a few more now. Sayyidina Imam Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi, he has said, if you saw Muawiyah, you would say that he was Mahdi, I rightly guided. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Qabisah bin Jabir rahmatullahi alayhi said, I have not seen anyone more forgiving, further from ignorance, and more dignified than Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. More forgiving, away from ignorance, and more dignified. Subhanallah. This is the maqam of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then a beautiful statement mentioned by Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He mentions, he who disrespects the companions alayhim ridwan puts his iman in danger, endangers his faith. Therefore, preventing this is necessary. You must protect yourself that you don't do anything or say anything that endangers your iman. So preventing from this is absolutely necessary, especially in relation to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers, this was the statement of the Sahaba-i Kiram and the Awliya-i Udham, the pious predecessors, in relation to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let us come back onto the topic of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And in particular today, I want you to learn about the love that he had for the Ahlul Bayt. Yes, the love that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for the Ahlul Bayt. Because we know, my dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, make incumbent, make it obligatory, necessary upon yourself. What? Love for the Ahlul Bayt. Whoever meets Allah in the state that He loves us will enter paradise because of our intercession. Subhanallah. This was the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear viewers, mentioned in Al-Mu'jam Al-Awsat, telling us the importance of having love for the Ahlul Bayt. This is something that, alhamdulillah, every Muslim is aware of, and we must make sure that we speak well of them. We teach our children regarding their love as well. But let us mention a few points regarding Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. On one occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself asked Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, "O Muawiyah, do you love Ali?" Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu replied, "I swear by the one who alone is worthy of worship, I have great love for Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu." Subhanallah. This is another very beautiful point, my dear viewers, mentioned in Tariq ibn Asakir, that guides us to the love that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah had for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Now, let us go to times in the life of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, where he displayed his love for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Number one, he spoke of the good qualities of Sayyidina Ali. No doubt all of them are good. He spoke of the beautiful qualities of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and would order people to do the same. So not only would he tell the people within Sham, the place in which he governed, to have love for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, to respect him, to speak good of him, he also himself did this action. He also did this himself and commanded others to do so. He would request those who are present in his gatherings to recite poetry in praise of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then what he would do, after listening to that, he would reward them in return. He would give them money, he would give them gifts for praising Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes. Furthermore, another beautiful incident mentioned before me here. Once Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he was mentioned in the presence of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, "I swear by Allah, when Ali radiallahu anhu spoke, his voice was powerful like a lion's roar." Subhanallah. He would appear like a shining moon, and he would give open-handedly like the fall of rain. Subhanallah. Some participants in the gathering then asked him, "Are you superior or is Sayyidina Ali?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "Even the foot of Ali radiallahu anhu is better than the family of Abu Sufyan." Allahu Akbar. Let alone himself, the whole family of Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers, this beautiful narration is cited in An-Nihaya, subhanallah, page 59. So this is where we learn, my dear viewers, three beautiful accounts from the life of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, in which he showed love and admiration for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Not only that, showed and told us the clear superiority that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu had over him. And then he would command people as well. So this is something that we also learn. He would listen to poetry in praise of Sayyidina Ali, and he would benefit and he would give people, subhanAllah, gifts and rewards for reciting poetry in their praise. When dealing with a complicated matter, he would seek advice from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Now this is again such a beautiful point from the life of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, mentioned in the Muwatta of Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would seek advice from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah would seek advice from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu when it came to a difficult matter. When he received news of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali, he became sorrowful and started crying and said, "What a great grace, fiqh and knowledge has been lost." Allahu Akbar. These are his sentiments and feelings to the passing of Sayyidina Ali, mentioned in Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya, volume 5. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. The love that we can clearly see, my dear viewers, if only we were to read these narrations. Many people, unfortunately, are not aware of them, or they've not read about these. This is why, alhamdulillah, we are mentioning them before you today. After the martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he asked Sayyidina Dirar radiallahu anhu to speak of the qualities and the excellencies of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. When Sayyidina Dirar radiallahu anhu did so, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu became tearful to the extent that his beard was soaked in tears. Allahu Akbar. He wiped away tears with his sleeve, and those present could not contain themselves and started crying too. Subhanallah. This is the love, my dear viewers, mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya, a very famous kitab, regarding the love that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah had for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, this was the love that was between these personalities. Rather, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah is showing to us here and teaching us by example how the believers have love for Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and understand that his superiority over Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah. But now let us look at this matter that Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu would also seek guidance, seek advice from the Ahlul Bayt himself. Now, it mentions, alhamdulillah, very beautifully, despite governing the Islamic State for numerous years, as I highlighted before, and fulfilling his duty completely well, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was never heedless of the dhikr of Allah and the afterlife. In his strive to better himself and reform his state, he would seek advice from the blessed family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful incident mentioned in Jami' Tirmidhi, subhanallah, in which it is reported on one occasion, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he sent a letter to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu anha, asking her to list things that would benefit him. Subhanallah, seeking counsel from the blessed wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, i.e. from the Ahlul Bayt. Now, my dear viewers, let us go further in this love and clear our mind today and further inspire our hearts with the love of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. His love for Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Well, let us listen carefully, my dear viewers. Whenever Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhum would meet Sayyidina Imam Hassan or Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he would say to them, Marhaban wa ahlan bibni Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would say, welcome, marhaba, welcome, O son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is to Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma. Not only would he just welcome them, he would greet them in this manner, and then he would present them with gifts. He would say, these are gifts are for you. This amount of dirham dinar are for you. These special gifts of clothing are for you as well. This was the love that was shown by Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, mentioned in At-Tabaqatul Kabir, Ibn Sa'ad, alhamdulillah. Furthermore, my dear viewers of Madani channel, when Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu visited Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, Look at the adab. Let us just focus for a moment. He would be seated on his place when Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu visited Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He would seat Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu in his own place and stand before him with his hands folded. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Someone asked him why he did this, to which he replied, Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu resembles the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so showing respect to his resemblance, to this resemblance, Allahu Akbar, he said, I stood up and I myself would stand folded, hands folded before him, and he would sit on the seat. Subhanallah. This is where we learn the respect and the love the Sahaba Ikram had for the Ahlul Bayt. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu would mention the good qualities. Obviously, good qualities is just the term mentioned in English. All of their qualities are always good. He would mention the virtues, the praise, the excellences of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his gatherings of knowledge. Once a person from the Quraysh said, when you go to the Prophet's masjid, you will see a gathering in which people will be listening attentively. They will be sat respectfully as if they are birds sitting on their head. Then he said, know well that this is the gathering of Sayyidina Abu Abdullah Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There will be no joking or anything of the sort in this gathering. Subhanallah. When he is telling people regarding Imam Hussein, he is saying, go to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see ilm-e-deen being taught. Knowledge of Islam being disseminated to the people. This was the character, this was the ilmi maqam of the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As cited in Tariq, Ibn Asakir, this beautiful narration. Furthermore, despite giving expensive gifts to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, he would apologize. Look at this level, a level of humility that we all should learn when we are talking about the beautiful Ahlul Bayt and the Sahaba Ikram. When Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he would always try his best to give the best gifts, the most expensive gift to Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Even though he would give the most expensive gift to Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, he would apologize. He would apologize and he would say, I was unable to serve you properly. Next time I will present more gifts. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, doesn't this fill your heart with love of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu and love for Sayyidina Imam Hussein? This narration, this point is mentioned in Kashful Mahjub, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, page 77. The status and the love that he had for Sayyidina Imam Hussein. Furthermore, towards Allahu Akbar. Such a beautiful status, my dear viewers, is Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and how he showed us the love of the family of the Prophet ﷺ. This is a very important point that we need to relay to people. And alhamdulillah, by the blessing of Da'wah Islami, we are relaying on Madani channel. So as a final point, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, as we mentioned, passed away according to narrations on the 22nd of Rajab al-Murajab 60 AH in Damascus, the most famous city of Syria of Sham. His blessed funeral was led by Sayyidina Dahhak bin Qais radiallahu anhu, and he was buried in Bab al-Saghir cemetery, Marqad Maqbara in Damascus. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear viewers, this was a beautiful discussion that we have had today. Alhamdulillah, we've had the honor. This is an honor for us that we are honored to speak about this great personality and for us to listen to them. My dear viewers, this is a very important point that I will leave you with here today. The love of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, the respect and honor for him, and the love of the Ahlul Bayt. This is something that we learn from his blessed life that we must do, we must hold on to, because this is a huge pillar of our faith. Now let me just give you a final point, because alhamdulillah we have some time. I thought we were running out of time. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, we have a bit more time spare. So I have another narration for you. How the Prophet ﷺ gifted Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu. And think about this. If somebody receives a gift that is out of love, the person is reciprocating love to that person when he's giving them a gift. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let us listen to the gift of the Prophet ﷺ. So, first of all, let us remember and listen to this beautiful point. The rank of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, he was so honored, my dear viewers, that he would be honored to assist and help and support the Prophet ﷺ in performing wudu. Just as a khadim, a servant, pours water, this was the state of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu when he would pour water for the Prophet ﷺ in performing wudu. So, it is beautifully mentioned. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu himself narrates this at the time of his passing. He said, "One day, when I was pouring water for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam to perform wudu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to me, 'Shall I not clothe you in a shirt, in a garment?' I replied, 'May my parents be sacrificed upon you, O Messenger of Allah.' Certainly, subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam removed his own blessed shirt from his body and dressed me in it. I preserved that very shirt." So he's talking to the people who are around him near the time of his passing, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu. He said to them, "I have preserved this shirt." And also, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam trimmed his blessed nails, I collected them and preserved them in a vial, in a small container. And then, my dear viewers, you can say the pinnacle, the highest point within his life, very fortunate opportunity he was blessed with. He instructed those of his family who were around him, those people who were present at the time of his passing. He said, "When I pass away," listen carefully, "when I pass away, place that very shirt that was gifted to me by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inside my shroud, against my body. So put the shirt there and then wrap me in my shroud. And finally, carefully separate the blessed nails of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and apply them to my eyes." Allahu Akbar, meaning place them on my eyes when I've passed away. Then he said, "Perhaps Allah Almighty will shower me with mercy through the blessings of these sacred relics." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Tariqa ibn Asakir is the reference. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, what do we learn? Look at the love that was shown by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then how he very beautifully accepted this and how he honored this, that when somebody gives us a gift, how should we honor it? Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "I want to keep these with me. Even when I leave this world, I want these to be with me." Subhanallah. And this is where we learn a very important element within the creed of the Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, known as At-Tabarruk, Tabarrukat, known as the sacred relics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, the noble companions, the saints of Allah Almighty. Now this has been a practice of the pious people throughout the ages. We can talk about in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba kiram also took tabarruk, took sought blessings from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether it be his blessed blood, his blessed perspiration, his blessed sweat mubarak, the blessed water that came from his blessed mouth, rather the water that came from his blessed fingers, the companions, the awliya as well, they all sought tabarruk, my dear viewers. They sought blessings from the relics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is not a new concept as well. This is something, alhamdulillah, that is known throughout the Muslim world. Let me take you to the Holy Quran. Have we not studied the story of Tabut-e Sakina? Yes, the blissful box, which contained what within it? The relics, the sacred relics of the prophets of Allah Almighty. Many different things that belong to the prophets of Allah. Some say the staff of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the blessed ring of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Other beautiful relics of the prophets were in this tabut, in this blessed box. And in the time of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, in the time of the Bani Israel, rather they utilized this and attained victory in battles and blessings when this blessed box was present amongst them, was in front of them. They would have this before them, ahead of them in battle. This was the status of tabarrukat of the Anbiya. And alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, this is a practice which is understood from the Holy Quran. When you read the tafaseer, my dear viewers, you read the commentaries of the Quran, you'll find this point as well. So this is where we learn, my dear viewers, the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu, the statements of the pious predecessors, the noble companions, as well as Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah's love for Sayyidina Ali radhiyallahu anhu, his love for the Ahlul Bayt, his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else. And let me take you to the final moments in his life when he was passing, when he was leaving this world. His, at the time of his passing, it is reported, it is mentioned in Fezane Amir Muawiyah's book published by Daud Islami, alhamdulillah. At the time of his passing, the noble companion, the scribe of divine revelation, said to his family. Now, what were the final words of advice given by Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu to his family? This is something very important for us to learn. He said, "Fear Allah." This is the best advice you can give to anyone. Fear Allah Almighty. Whoever fears Him is granted His protection. Whoever fears Allah is granted the protection of Allah. And the one who does not fear Him, who does not fear Allah, he has no protection. Immediately after uttering these words, he left this mortal world. The companion of the Prophet, the scribe of divine revelation, Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu, who passed away, while still inviting his family towards righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of this noble personality. May Allah keep us firm in our love for Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah, respect for him, listen to the beautiful praises of this great personality, and how he was with the noble Ahlul Bayt. My dear viewers, unfortunately we have reached the end of our program. So stay tuned for that, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. It breaks the dark, it clears the way, guiding souls both night and day. Light of knowledge, light of knowledge.